This is Mitch Clement with WKBI. I'm here with David Gilliland, the number 38 Loves Travel Stops Ford. How's it going today, David?
It's going well. Much better than yesterday. Our car's got a lot more speed than it did yesterday, so we're happy about that. My crew chief, Frank Kerr, they made a lot of changes this morning and basically changed everything on the car, and pretty happy with the way it's driving.
You know, you've done really well on super speedways this year. Do you believe tomorrow is a chance to make a statement here at Indy?
Yeah, I hope so. Indy's been a tough track for us. I think it's the most difficult track that we go to. You know, as far as it's super line sensitive, and you know, your car's got to be just right to really make good speed. But hopefully our car's fast enough to go out there and do just that. So we'll see. You know, it's been kind of a tough track for us, but feel really good about the speed our car had today. So good. Hopefully that'll translate into tomorrow. And depending on what the weather does, this track is by far the most temperature sensitive track we go to also. And so, you know, you got to kind of play all that into consideration also.
Awesome. Well, you know, any win's a good win. But would it mean anything more to hoist the trophy here tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just coming in here to the Brickyard, there's so much history here at this racetrack. I came here in 1994 as a spectator to watch the race with my dad. We were helping some Winston West guys that came out and tried to make the race. And so I came here and you know, have some really good memories back in 94 coming and watching this race. And you know, obviously growing up watching the Indy 500 on TV and everything. So, yeah, just to come here and be racing here is very special. And obviously to get a win here would be incredible.
Indy is a tough track to make moves and whatnot. What type of demeanor do you have to have going into a race like this?
You know, you just got to be really patient. You know, this place is like I said, very line sensitive, very aero sensitive. So sometimes you'll come in or you have a bad pit stop or something happens and you lose some track position. It's very easy to get frustrated, but you can't. You just got to stay patient and you know, count on your guys and the race to play out to try and get that track position back. It's something that, you know, you can't just kind of force your way up through there. You got to kind of, you know, take your time and be really patient.
Now, I know you're from California, and he's had successful California drivers. His name, you know, Jeff, Jimmy, to name a couple. Are you the next one?
I'd like to be, for sure. We've been running, and I'm proud of what we've been able to do. Obviously, California, I mean, Harvick, you know, Casey Mears, there's a lot of drivers from California. When I grew up racing, it seemed like California was a tough place to come from to get into the sport. But guys like Jimmy and Jeff and Harvick and you know, those guys have shifted the focus to where, you know, people are actually, you know, looking in California for young drivers coming up. So I'm proud about what we've been able to accomplish, and hopefully I can.
I heard you had a chance to race against your father and son last weekend. How was that?
It was awesome. It was a weekend that I'll never forget. It was a lot of fun. Kind of a whole different set of nerves going into that one, you know, just racing against my son. That was the first time I've raced against him. I've raced against my dad before, but obviously never all three of us in one race. So it was a lot of fun. It was, we took a lot of pictures, got it on video, the race. So we're going to remember that one for a long time.
Your son Todd got to race yesterday. What race was he in and how did he do?
He raced at Lucas Oil Raceway, CRA, super late model race, and qualified eighth and finished ninth. So I was really proud of him.
That's awesome.
That was his first super late model race, and it was that's one of the bigger tracks that they race on, and had a lot of speed. Kyle Busch was there, David Reagan. There was a lot of really, really good cars there, and so I was proud of what he was able to do, and just barely 14, he's been able to accomplish a lot already.
Since you grew up working on race cars with your father, how has that helped you with your career?
It's helped me a lot, you know, just being able to understand the cars and kind of what they're doing and what I'm feeling, and being able to communicate really well with my crew chief or the guys I'm working with on what I'm feeling in the car and what it could possibly be. So it's helped me a lot. It's helping Todd a lot too, you know, just being able to build him some fast race cars to be able to go do that and you know, working on them and building them is definitely a passion of mine that I love and enjoy doing. So it's been a lot of fun, and like I said, I definitely believe it is a key part of me being where I'm at today.
Well, thanks a lot, David. Good luck tomorrow.